You're listening to Hockey Moms Uncensored, where the gloves come off and the truth comes out. All right, welcome back to Hockey Moms Uncensored, episode 8.
Wow.
I know. I always forget. I should remember what episode we're on, but it all kind of runs together. And we've actually launched. We did a lot of pre-recording, and we just launched a few weeks ago. We've had lots of people listen in and download, even people from overseas, which I think is really cool.
Right. Was it like Denmark?
Belgium.
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 Shout out to Belgium.
That's right. If you're a Belgium listener, thank you. Spread us around. Some of our family and friends have listened to us as well. And as we keep going, I feel like our episodes get better. So if you've listened to the first ones, just hang with us because it's continuing to improve over time, and we're starting to get the hang of this. I know for me, when like we're sitting here in my basement, but it's hard to just like talk to no one and think of stuff, and sometimes you like black out. You're like, I know I was gonna say this, and then words are hard
for sure. Yeah.
So again, if we say weird stuff, like my husband, he was listening and he was like, why did you call it a chest plate? And I was like, I don't know. Like, I don't know.
It's not supposed to call
it. It's a shoulder pad.
A shoulder pad.
It just has a chest
plate
on it. I don't know. And then I also called it an elbow guard, which it's an
elbow pad.
Elbow pad, yeah. And
That could still be wrong.
It could still be wrong. He told me, but now I forgot. And I was like, you know what? Potato, potato.
Right.
It all means the same. So so that kind of leads us into our episode today. I know we called it hockey trivia, but it's more or less like hockey slang and the hockey world and how they speak. And it's really wild, this dialect. They have their own language. It's like we're going to be bilingual after today.
Yes.
We're going to learn how to speak hockey. I'm going to quiz Emily on some of these terms. She has graciously decided to.
It's going to be embarrassing.
Yes, she volunteered as tribute to be quizzed. But a lot of these I did not know either. So I have been educated, and I think you're going to get a lot of these. Like,
we'll see.
I think you're smarter, not smarter, but you know more than you think you do.
We'll see.
But some of them are like real wild.
Like random.
Really random. And I also was thinking about this, like, as I was researching this and trying to figure out like what terms I wanted to ask you and all that, I watched a lot of TikTok videos, looked on Google, but the accent is very important. And we have such a Southern accent that I don't know if it's going to land as well, but
like you need like a Minnesota or like Boston accent. it needs to sound right.
Yeah, exactly. Because ours is just a little more twangy.
Yes, we got that drawl.
We have the drawl, which is fine. So if our kids start talking like this, it's just going to be the Southern hockey dialect.
Yeah, we're creating our own.
We're going to create our own. That's right. If we sound a little crazy, we're just having fun with it because sometimes we just like to live on the wild side.
That's right.
I like
it. Don't have to be all serious and money talks and practice talks and that sort of thing.
That's right. After everybody listens to this episode, please let us know if you know more terms that we need to learn or just something that's out there that we have to know about. Okay, are you ready?
I guess so. I don't like to lose, so.
That's right.
Might be bad, but
that's right.
We'll see.
She was even trying to cheat. She was like, just give me a few hints.
You sold me out.
I sold you out. I'm sorry. First hockey term. What is the barn?
I'm going to assume that that's like the rink.
Yes. Ding, ding, ding. We need like some sound effects.
I know we do. We need like
Yeah. I might have to add that in here
if I can
with my amateur podcast editing skills. But you never know.
You're good.
I'll figure it out. Okay, so yes, the barn is the rink or the hockey facility. So, and that's going to play a part in some of our other terms down the road. So barn is the rink. In the north, they're probably like the barn. I don't know. How you say it?
Barn. I don't know.
Here, like, what, the barn?
I can't do.
In the south, that's where you put your tobacco or your...
you go hide and do things you don't want your parents to see. Ooh. Or jump on the hay bales.
Yes. Yeah. You go like smoke a cigarette behind the hay bale or something in high school. I don't know. Okay. Next is, what is lettuce?
Lettuce. Okay. I know this one, but only because we already talked about it. But it's your hair.
It's your hair. Do you know any other terms that could be called your hair? Like what else they could call it? So there's lettuce. Do you know any other ones?
Oh, your flow?
Your flow. Yes, your flow.
Is there another one?
There's a couple more, but I don't know if you're going to get them just because they're kind of wild.
I have no idea.
Okay, so like you said, it's your lettuce is your hair. It's also called your flow. It could be also called your chop, your moss, your salad. I also heard him say your letty. You know, like if you're going to like short abbreviate lettuce.
Why do we have so many names for hair in hockey?
I don't know. I will say Stealth is working on a good flow.
He is.
He's definitely trying to have that hockey flow.
There's an ant.
I know, there's a bug. So it started out where he wanted a mullet. So we kind of shaved the sides and we left kind of the top longer and it went down to kind of like a point.
Yeah.
And we have not cut it in a really long time. So now it's like really long in front of his face. It's really long in the back. I mean, it looks, he might listen to this. It looks great. Like I love it. But you know, he's authentically himself and I just let him live. It's just hair.
Chip's growing his out right now too, but his doesn't really grow out. It just goes up. He's got very thick.
He's got like a curl. Wavy hair.
Yeah, it's got a little curl to it. And so his is just, it's not quite like a fro, but it's just real thick.
I love it.
It's cute.
Well, again, these little boys and some of the kids at the rink I have seen with their flow. I mean, some of them have some good flow.
They do.
Like real good flow. And it's always like real wild. And yeah. I don't know. Some of them
got the helmet hair going on. Uh-huh. And,
but then like with Stealth, like he can't see because the hair goes across his face. And he's always like doing Justin Bieber. You know, like
get a man bun or something. Yeah. Oh,
we've definitely put some ponytails in there. But I just feel like it would get in your way.
Yeah.
And it's like sweaty all on your forehead.
Yeah. Like a buzzed head would be ideal. But I don't love a buzz cut.
Personally. I don't either. I agree. So, I mean, whatever. But I appreciate the hockey flow. I feel like it is kind of a staple in the hockey community.
Yeah.
It's just well known that you got to have good flow.
Good hair. Good lettuce.
Good flow. That's right. So this also kind of goes with the flow. What are wings?
Wings.
Yes. It's connected to your hair.
Your ears?
You're so close. It is the hair that is next to your ears.
Oh, okay. Why are your words for that?
Wings. I guess because like if you wear a hat, maybe that sticks out. Okay. And, you know, maybe kind of curls.
That frat boy look from when we were in college. Uh-huh. You really flip out.
Yes. Yes. That's exactly it. Okay. So it's the wings are like what kind of goes around your ears. Maybe you see it under your helmet or a hat or just that area that kind of flicks out around the ears. So those are your wings.
Okay.
All right. You should get this one. What is the biscuit?
The biscuit, the puck?
The puck, okay. Yes. I don't know why they call it that.
I guess it's kind of shaped like a biscuit.
I wish maybe if I had had more time or maybe in another episode, we could find the origin of this.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Who started calling it a biscuit? Why? Like, was there a story behind the biscuit?
I have heard people compare bad biscuits to hockey pucks before. Like, you know, if you got like a hard biscuit, like it was like hard as a puck.
I've never heard that.
It's
that
probably like
sense.
A real southern country thing, I would imagine.
I gotcha.
Biscuit snobs.
Down in the backwoods. We like our biscuits fluffy and soft. So if they're hard, it's like hockey puck.
Like a hockey puck.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm. So again, I would love to know where some of these names originated.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're doing good. Okay. So I feel like you've gotten quite a few.
Like 50-50.
Yeah, you're doing good. We should do tally marks on what you're doing.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one is, again, you should get this one. What is the celly?
The celly? Your stick? I don't know.
Cool. No, that's not
the
close.
The celly.
Celly.
I should get this one.
Yeah.
Concession stand?
Where they sell your sell stuff. I like your thought process. So close, but that's wrong. It's the celebration after you score a goal.
Oh,
you're silly.
I was thinking like inanimate objects. Okay, that makes sense.
Not the act of doing something.
Okay, that makes sense.
We should do, you know, in like charades, they, you know, do like this is a movie or this is an action.
Yeah.
I should give you like a clue ahead of time. So, your celly is a celebration after you score a goal. And I feel like every hockey player kind of has their own like go-to silly.
Yeah.
So Stealth really likes to do the guitar. So he, you know, gets on one knee and like pretends like it's a guitar.
Shoots a gun.
Love that.
Yeah.
I love it. I've seen where they've done like the canoe or like rowing a boat.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen kids do that.
I'm trying to think what else. There's so many sillies, and I'm just like going blank right now. But I don't know. I feel like that's very important. I mean, Stealth, I don't even know how many goals he scored this year. Probably not that many, but he was super worried about the silly and would practice it.
Oh, for sure.
On the ice. And I'm like, you know, you actually have to score in order to do that. So I think that's a very important part of scoring a goal and the whole celebration is you have to really perfect your silly.
Gotta nail that down.
That's right. Okay, next is what does it mean to chirp?
Chirp. Is that like taunting your opponents?
Yes. Like tackling them? It's like talking shit to the other team. Chirping. Yes. I don't feel like our kids are at the age where they are really chirping.
No, I don't think we should really teach them to do that quite yet.
That's probably true. We don't need them out there cussing out people and saying stuff.
We'll get there.
And I also think our kids being 7 years old, they're still kind of sensitive, you know?
Right. It's like, so they got to be able to take it if they can dish it out.
Exactly.
So we're maybe not there yet.
We're still at the age where they're like, Mom, he called me stupid or he said this. And like, well, what did you do?
Yeah.
And I feel like that could be a slippery slope if we teach them to be chirping out there. Then it's back to them. Then they're like crying because we're still 7 years. We're still little boys.
They're kids. Yeah.
Next is what is the bucket?
The bucket, the net.
That's a good thought, like, but no.
The bucket in basketball.
Right. Right.
Your bag, your hockey bag. I'm striking out here. Close. Yeah. Okay. Give it to me.
Your bucket is actually your helmet.
Okay, I could see that too. Mm-hmm, put your lettuce in your bucket.
Put your lettuce in your bucket. Yes. Yeah, so your bucket is your helmet. It does kind of make sense.
But yeah.
Why don't you just call it your helmet, though? You know, I feel like that's put your bucket on.
For everything, I guess.
I know. Put your bucket on. Next is what is an apple?
Apple. A mouth guard?
You're being a trooper. I'm really proud of you.
Apple.
This one's hard. Like, it has no
reason.
No, I don't know why they call it this.
I'm just going to say, I'm going to give up on that one then.
Yeah, she's like, I have no idea. An apple is an assist.
So yeah, I never really
I don't know why it's called an apple, but
start with the same letter. So
they do start with the same letter.
Only correlation I can find.
I didn't even realize. I mean, I know what an assist is in basketball, but I didn't realize that was really a thing in hockey. But it's almost as important as scoring.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next. What is a barn burner?
Barn burner. Like a blowout game?
Ding. Yes. Yay. Of a really high scoring game.
Sweet.
So you know, like the barn.
Burn the barn now.
That's right. Because we're just so awesome. We haven't had any barn burners just yet.
No, not really.
We're going to get there.
Good games there at the end, but no barn burners.
We're going to get there though.
Yeah.
Maybe the other team has had a barn.
We've probably allowed some other teams to have some barn burners.
But not us yet.
No.
Okay. This one's hard. You might get this. I don't know. What is a bender?
Bender. Is that when you, I forget the term for it, but is that when you like send it down the rink and it flips around? You know what I'm talking about? What is that called? I'm totally blanking.
I don't know what that's called. It's not a bender.
It's not a bender either.
But I'm really enjoying your thought process. Like what you're saying makes a lot of sense. I don't know what that's called though. Like you said, when you send it down.
I know there's a term for it, but I can't. I've heard Wes and Chip say it, but I can't remember what it is.
Y'all let us know. I'm just like, send it down. Yes. Send it down the ice. So a bender is a player whose ankles are bending while they're skating. So it's someone that's not a good skater or maybe like a young skater and they're called a bender.
Never would have gotten that.
I was thinking like alcohol bender.
Like you went on a bender.
You went on a bender.
Celebrating your win.
Yeah, but that one was tough. I mean, I kind of get it. Like you have bendy ankles. Yeah. But
it's probably how I skate, I bet.
Right. That's right. We've all been benders at one point or another. But yeah, but I like your thought process on what a bender might be. Next is, what is a beauty/beautician?
A good scorer? High scorer? I don't know.
Kind of close. So a beauty or a beautician is, it's a player who is like loved for his personality. He's got good skills. He's really cool. He's a good dude. He's got a good flow. Okay. Like, he's just like an all around, like, Mr. Congeniality of the hockey team. Like, and they'll be like, he's a beauty. He's a beaut. So, that dude's a beauty. That's what a beauty is.
All right.
Or a beautician. I don't know why. Again, why?
Where do they come up with these?
Tell me why.
These northern people and their weird slang.
I know. We don't understand here in the South why you would call these. Okay. This one, you're not going to get this, but they're.
Bring it.
Okay. What is the cheese?
I feel like I should know this, but I don't think I do.
This is hard. So the cheese is like the top part of the net. And sometimes they'll say like where mom hides the cookies or where grandma keeps the good stuff because it's like the top shelf in the cheese. I don't know. That one was really
where you want to like shoot to get it around the goalie.
Yes. It's like above the goalie shoulders in like kind of those pockets. Okay. But that's like where apparently like. Again, one of them down the road was like where mom hides the cookies. She hides them on the top shelf. But it can also be called the cheese.
The cheese.
I don't know why.
Maybe the Wisconsiner hockey players coined that one.
That's right. That's right. Because that one doesn't really make sense to me, but whatever. I kind of understand like where mom keeps the cookies because like we're trying to keep those out of your reach. Yeah. So she would put those top shelf. But. And I feel like that's a hard place to shoot, you know?
For sure.
You gotta, like, get it in the air.
Yeah, but if you can get it up there, like, that's a good spot because it's probably harder for the goalie to block it. I don't know.
You're right. You're exactly right. Okay, next is, what are chiclets?
Teeth?
Yes! Good job! Chiclets. I remember there being a gum called chiclets, and they were big white squares or rectangles.
I think I've heard teeth called chiclets before. So. Yeah.
Hopefully we don't lose any chiclets.
Yes, that's the goal, is to keep all those chiclets.
Unless they're baby chiclets.
That's right.
That's one thing. Like, you watch NHL, and like, homies don't have teeth.
Right. Like, and you're like, you're making lots of money. Why didn't you fix that? I got me in the dentist the next morning.
And they wear the half visor, which.
Right. Like, why are we not wearing a full face at this point?
I mean.
They just look cooler, they feel like.
Yeah, they feel more manly, I guess. But I'm with you. Like, I want to protect it all around.
Yeah.
But, or maybe like you can't get a good enough punch in if they have the full mask on. True. You know, like you can't give a good uppercut. That's true. But yeah, I see like them on the sideline. They're like missing, like one of their lateral teeth. I'm like, you need to fix that,
right?
Like that does not look cute.
Like you make at least $500,000 a year. Yeah. Like surely you have dental insurance.
Maybe they're just waiting till after hockey's over,
maybe
because then
of the season
and be done.
Yeah,
like and they can get it all fixed and they
it's probably kind of like a rite of passage as a hockey player too. Like lost a tooth.
That's right.
I'm tough.
That means I'm tough. You're exactly right.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what it would be like if you're like watching a game, like someone's losing a tooth? Like, do they pause the game to like find the tooth?
Probably
and it's
not.
Like bleeding. I mean, like, what do they do?
Yeah.
Is there like a protocol to find this tooth?
I know in one of the playoff games we watched, we saw like two different people take pucks to the mouth.
God.
I don't think either of them lost teeth, but they both had like gushing blood when they came off.
God. Hockey players are tough, man.
They are.
Golly.
They are. They both went back in too.
Shit, that's great, but
yeah,
but I guess it's, I mean, as a like a female and like what, like, you know, you like the manly men, like it's kind
for
of
sure.
Like, yeah, maybe that's why people love hockey so much, because these are like another
like
breed of people.
Carnage.
Yeah.
Just like,
yeah get them.
Hey, hockey moms. We know you're tired from those early morning practices and late night games, and unfortunately, not every hockey rink has an on-site Starbucks. Luckily, we have a solution for you, Bucked Up Energy. With drinks ranging from 100 to 333 milligrams of caffeine, Bucked Up is sure to give you all the energy you need to cheer on your favorite hockey player. Go to buckedup.com to order and use code EMILY1027 to get 10% off today.
Next is, what is a clapper?
A clapper. I don't know. Like a fan?
That's a good guess. When you clap. It's a mom. A mom in the stands clapping for her little baby out there. It's actually a slap shot.
Okay, that I could see that, I guess. That makes sense.
I don't know why they just don't call it a slap shot.
A slap shot or a slapper.
A slapper. Maybe it could be a clapper. Interchangeable, but it's a clapper.
Okay. That one doesn't seem too far-fetched.
I feel like stealth is trying to work on like a slap shot, but again, I don't play hockey and I don't have the balance. But you have to have like a lot of power.
For sure.
And you got to be able to like stay on your feet, but also do the power. I don't know. So
it's a tough one.
It is a tough
one. These little ones especially.
I just always think about the Mighty Ducks with that one guy who could do a really good slap shot, but you just never know where it was going to go.
Yeah.
It was like hitting all these other places. It's like 1 out of 10 would actually hit the net. And you think about the goalie, like seeing that come at you.
I know. That's a scary spot to be, I feel like. Mm-mm. I mean, at least they're well padded, but still.
You're different. Again, you're a different breed if you're a goalie too.
Yep.
You're just a little different. Okay, next is what's dust or duster?
Like ice when you like stop and the ice sprays up. I don't know.
So close.
Or fast skater.
Because they're like leaving you in their dust. No, but good thoughts. Good thoughts. I know. When you call someone dust or a duster, that means like someone who sucks and they collect dust on the bench.
Yeah. Oh,
so like some of the videos I saw was like, that dude's dust. Like he's a duster.
That's mean.
I know. Poor duster.
Poor little
I hope my
bud.
Kid's not the duster.
Me too.
Yeah, he's the dud of the team.
Yeah.
I hope mine's never the duster.
Me too.
But yeah, he's like, and again, like some of the videos I watched, like, he's dust. Like he's a duster.
Oh.
That's really sad.
Bless it.
Yeah. So, but again, what you said makes a lot of sense. Like when they put the ice up in the air or... They're like skating so fast when they're in the dust. Like,
it's like the opposite, though.
That's right. Okay, this one's hard. I'm just going to be honest. Okay. I didn't know what this one was.
We'll try.
What is a dangle?
A dangle. What? I feel like I've heard this before. Maybe you've told me.
I don't know.
But I don't remember what it was. Dangle. I don't like that word. It makes me think of like balls.
Dangling.
Sorry, you can cut that out.
No, I probably won't. That's funny.
Dangle. I don't know. A loose tooth.
That's a good. Your tooth that's right. And it's just dangling in the wind.
Yeah.
That's a good guess, but
no. I'm at a loss on this one.
This one was hard. So, it's a player who like is like juking around the other players and has like really good stick handling.
Okay.
And like shoots. So when you dangle, that means like you kind of like. Dangle, you know, you're like stick handling the puck around people to score.
Okay, you're dangling. Okay,
I don't know. They also call that dancing. Like
that,
if you're
I can see for sure.
Mm-hmm. I don't know dangle. I don't get.
Yeah,
it.
I don't really like get that said, one either.
I feel like dangle could be some other things.
Yeah,
but not that. What does it mean when someone says like that was dirty or that was filthy?
I don't know. There's part of me that's like, okay, that means it's a bad thing. But I'm wondering if it's kind of like when you say someone's a baddie and it's the opposite and it actually means like that was awesome.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Good job.
Yes. Yes. That's exactly what it means.
Sweet.
So it's like a good pass or a good dangle. It's like that was dirty. That was filthy. That was disgusting.
Yeah.
That they use all those words to describe someone who does like a good play. So, but yeah, like a baddie. That's you know this stuff. Okay. That was dirty.
I'm going to start using that one.
That's right. That's right. Well, me too. That was filthy. What is a Geno?
Geno. I have no idea on this one.
This one, I don't understand the reasoning behind it. But a Geno is a goal. It's like when you score a goal.
Maybe is that a different language for goal, like Italian?
I don't know. I was thinking, Gino. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
And like, but, you know, it's like I was listening to some of these videos and was like, yeah, this beauty did a filthy dangle and scored a Gino. And I'm like, what?
It really is another language.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, a whole another language.
Yes. I'm telling you, we're going to be bilingual.
Yeah.
We're going to go to our
kids now.
That's right. We're going to go to our kids and be like, dude, you're so filthy. And they're going to be like, what?
You're like, excuse me?
You just did a filthy dangle. What?
We're going to have parents in the stands looking at us like, what are you saying?
That's right. Are they drunk?
Like, yeah. Pre came in a little too hard.
What's in that Stanley? Yeah, really. Yeah. A little Kahlua in her coffee. Okay, you'll know this one. What is the sin bin?
The sin bin.
Sin bin.
The net? The no. Sin bin?
Sin bin.
The bench?
No, close.
No, I feel bad because you said I should know this one.
I feel
like
you know this one. You do something bad, where do they send you?
Oh, duh. The penalty box.
Penalty box.
I feel real dumb for not knowing that.
That's
one.
Okay. Sin bin. Sin bin. So yeah. You get sent to the penalty box. It's a sin bin.
That makes sense. That one, that adds up.
Yeah. They don't do the sin bin really on 8U. They mm-mm. just make you go off the ice. Like, yeah. They get like a penalty.
Yeah.
Stealth had a few of those. But I can't remember what it was for, but he got a penalty
or
something.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
Maybe. Maybe like hat sticking
stick
or something.
I don't know.
But yeah, I feel like if they do something wrong, like they have no idea.
Yeah. They're and,
huh? And then the ref's like, you got to go. And they're like, what?
Yeah.
Okay. So they don't even realize what's going on. I'm sure there's going to be a day where our kids actually get sent to
for
the penalty box.
For something like legit.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I think about like if my kid does something to say that an opponent on the other team and then like the mom's over here like yelling.
Yeah.
And I'm over here like, don't be talking about my kid like that. I don't know. I mean,
get ugly.
I'm not confrontational, but I don't know. That's my baby out there. Don't be talking shit about my baby. So I don't know.
And I haven't seen that happen in any of our hockey games yet. I have seen it happen at lacrosse games. 8U lacrosse games.
Wow. That's so interesting. Yeah. So lacrosse is just as scrappy as hockey.
It is.
Okay. I like that.
I don't feel like we'll ever be the people like in the middle of that, but we may see.
I'll probably just complain to you. I'll be like,
me too.
I'll just go over there and be like, that lady.
I may
say
something passive aggressive.
Yeah. I do think there might be some people on our team that their moms are that way and would say something. Yeah, and I'd be like, yeah, what she said.
Yeah. Like, but I'll back somebody up, but I'm probably not going to be the instigator.
That's true. Me too.
Unless your kid, like, intentionally hurts my kid or something, then I'll be like...
A little different.
That's Mama Bear comes out.
Emily and I are a little more, we're non-confrontational.
Yeah, for sure.
But, like you said, you never know what could happen. This one I did twice on accident. This is the top shelf. So, like, top shelf where Grandma keeps the good stuff, upper section. So, I did this twice. So, we already knew that one. So, we'll just mark that one off. That won't count. Okay, what is your sweater?
Your jersey?
Yes. Ding, ding, ding.
That would actually make sense.
Your sweater. I imagine back in the day, in the winter, They probably did wear sweaters because it's cold as crap. Yeah. They'd be like pond hockey and...
Like 0 degrees outside.
Yeah.
Maybe less. I don't know.
I feel like that'd be kind of cool. Like, I would like to do that. Not me, but like, I would like to go to
outside.
One.
Yeah, I think that would be cool. I think every now and then pros have out... Did I make that up? Uh-huh. I think they do.
No, you didn't make that up. They do. But it's always up north, and that's not really far for us, but...
Make a trip out of it.
That's right. We'll make a little vacay and... You know, watch some dirty dangles on the pond. See, I'm getting it.
You are. You like spitting it like super smooth. That's right. Sound like a natural.
All right. What does it mean to light the lamp?
Light the lamp. Score a goal?
Yes. Bing. Because the light, it lights up when you score a goal. Love it. What are pillows?
Pillows. Your pads?
Specifically the goalie pads, but yes.
Goalie pads. Okay. That makes sense because they're like kind of big and fluffy.
But I'm giving you that one because they are pads.
Okay.
But it's the goalie's pads specifically.
Okay. Makes sense.
Like, you know, okay, what does it mean if a game is, it's called the gong show? What does that mean?
The gong show.
Yeah, when they say something about the gong show.
Like a close game? Like they keep going back and forth scoring?
Kind of, yes.
Or a tie?
Not a tie.
Not a tie.
It just means like the game is out of control. Like lots of scoring, maybe some fights. It's just like
a shit show.
Yes. Like, they called the gong show.
The gong show. Yeah. Okay. So probably a good game, an entertaining game.
Yes. I'm going to give you that one because you were like on the right track.
Okay.
What does it mean? What is a muffin?
Okay.
Not a muffin top. There's women out there.
Muffin. I don't know. Like a, I don't know, your shoulder pads. I don't know.
A muffin is a weak shot.
Okay, that makes sense. It's soft.
Yeah. And I think about, like, you know, the puck's a biscuit.
Okay.
Maybe if it's weak, it's soft, it's a like muffin.
Okay.
So.
Still seems like a little bit of a stretch, but I can kind of connect the dots there.
Yes, so if you shoot a weak shot, that's called a muffin.
Okay.
What is a tilly? This one's kind of hard.
A bad shot? I don't know.
Though a tilly is a fight.
Okay.
I don't know where they get that.
I don't either.
They also call it a scrap, which that makes more sense. Scrap,
I get, because they're scrappy.
Yep, that makes more sense to me. But
tilly, I don't know. I don't get that one.
You got scrap, so I'm going to give you that one, tilly. Okay, what is a scrum?
A little fight?
Yes.
Really?
It's like when they almost have a fight, they're just kind of like
break it up.
Yes, they don't actually have a fight, but they are close.
No fists are thrown, but you can tell they're getting pretty pissy. Okay.
Good job. Okay, what is it? What does it mean if you do a face wash?
Punch somebody? Kinda not quite. Close.
It means when a player rubs their glove in the face of an opponent.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, that's a face wash. Okay.
It'd probably piss me off more than punching me. I think I'd really punch me.
I know. Then to put your face. So I guess you do the face wash, you have a scrum.
Yeah.
And then the scrum turns into a tilly.
To a tilly.
Yeah. So
start throwing fists. Okay, moms, hockey expenses might have you in a five-year-old bra, but with Splendies, there's no reason for your panties to be old. Splendies sends you three new pairs of cute panties every month for just $16.99, and right now, you can get your first month for only $5. Go to splendies.com to subscribe today.
Okay, this one's kind of funny. What is a puck bunny?
Puck bunny? Somebody likes to sleep with hockey players?
Yes. As a hockey groupie.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
And they go. The barracks and they bunny are only.
Yeah.
Specifically trying to get with a hockey player. So.
Makes sense.
And I mean, yeah, it does.
I love the toothless look.
That's right. I know.
Forget sugar is a grinding girl.
I think about. I wish I could. I don't know. I'm trying to like imagine what a puck bunny even looks like, because you think about it, they're trying to be like sexy. Like, it's cold in there. Like, are they wearing, like, scandalous clothes? Are they, like, what are they doing? Are they, like, waiting around afterwards? After,
probably.
Like, I think back to my, like, 20-year-old self. It was like, if I'm trying to, like, meet a hockey player, like, what would you do?
Yeah.
Would you go and try to, like, be in the VIP? I don't know. Like, I don't know, like, how you even go about doing that.
I don't know.
If you're a puck bunny, let us know your tactics. Yeah. I mean, like, we're married
to
children.
Not that we're looking to be puck bunnies, but, you know,
I'm just curious. Like, what's the thought process? Right. Do you, like, get rinkside seats and, like, you write the glass?
Or do you just figure out, like, what bars they go to?
Maybe.
Try to run into them?
Into them? Do you, like, have a friend on the inside
that's,
like, giving you backstage access? I don't know.
I don't know either.
I just think about that. I mean, and I'm sure that's with any sport. Like, these girls that, like, get with football players or basketball players, like, how do they do that?
I don't know. I don't know either.
I've never had that opportunity.
Carrie Underwood.
That's right. Exactly. That's good. I don't think I can do. There's not enough squats in the world.
No, me either.
Or lunges for me to be.
She's
like
a vegetarian. Maybe if I was a vegetarian, I could get Carrie Underwood legs, but I like meat too much.
Me too. We need the protein too.
Yeah,
I mean,
for sure.
I need to get protein doing being vegetarian.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
She's just so slender.
She is. She's got good legs.
Yeah, she does.
All good. Okay, so we're not going to be puck bunnies anytime soon, but we want to know the process of what you do. Okay, what is a bird?
Is that like a puck that like flies up in the air, like a slap shot that goes up in the air?
No,
not even close, apparently.
That's a really good... I don't mean to laugh at you. I'm not being
rude. I don't care if you laugh at me. I don't care. I don't know.
This is
football trivia. I'd be doing a lot better, guys.
That's right. We're still amateurs when it comes to hockey. No, but again, I love your breakdown in your head. A bird is a hot girl.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, look at that bird over there in the stands.
Okay.
Yes.
I feel like I've actually heard that before, but that's just not where my mind went.
Next is... What is a bubble or a fishbowl?
Bubble or a fishbowl? I don't know. Is that like the arena?
No.
No?
I see why you would say that, but no. Think about it like as equipment. Fishbowl. Like as someone's equipment.
Is that another term for helmet?
Yes, kind of.
Or your like face guard?
Uh-huh. So if you don't have the cage and you have the clear face mask, they call that either the bubble or the fishbowl.
Okay.
So if you
that makes sense.
Which Stealth has the bubble. But he doesn't like it because it gets, like, foggy in there.
Yeah, I could see how that would get annoying.
Yeah, and he, like, can't get his hand up in there, but I don't know. My husband's like, you know, we're going to get him the clear face mask. I'm like, okay, whatever. But Stealth doesn't really like it, so we might just go to the cheaper version
of the
cage. Okay, next is, what is the twig?
A stick?
Yes.
Okay. I was like, this seems too obvious, but...
Yes, it's the stick. which kind of makes sense. You know, your little twig.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good job.
The biscuit with the twig.
Biscuit with the twig. These poor hockey players, really, they have had a glow up, because if they started with twigs and biscuits, yeah, and now we're at $200 sticks, right. I mean, the progression over time is just amazing.
It is.
All right. You're doing good. We're getting close to the end. What is a yard sale or a garage sale? This one's hard. And it's not what you think. It's when something happens to them on the ice. I'll give you a hint. Garage sale or yard sale?
Like when you're getting beat to death? I don't know.
Kinda,
like,
kinda. You're on the right track. So a yard sale or garage sale is when you get hit and you lose equipment. So I guess like you lose a glove, you lose your helmet, lose your stick.
All right.
I don't know. I guess.
Yeah, makes sense.
Now it's up for grabs.
Yeah, it's a yard sale.
I don't know. This one can have two meanings. What is a pigeon?
An ugly person in the stands?
Yes.
Oh, gosh, yes. That's so mean.
That is mean. So you're not a bird. You're a pigeon.
Aww.
And it can also mean someone that sucks at hockey. So it can be either one. But but you're right. I know. That is really sad.
So
I hope
mean.
I'm closer to the bird as opposed to the pigeon. But some mornings I'm not sure.
Yeah. Same. Some of those early games.
That's right. A couple more and then you're done. You're
doing
great.
Tally me up.
Okay. What does it mean when they say sauce?
Sauce.
Sauce.
Like you're like hot stuff. Like
you're like hot sauce. You're like an extra sauce, like. Bird is sauce. That is a good thought, but no, it's a good pass.
Okay.
Where you sauce it over to them.
Yeah, I could. I see that.
For them to do a filthy dangle and light the lamp. I don't know. Yeah. So sauce is a good pass.
Okay.
Which I don't feel like our kids do very good passes right now. They don't pass it very much at
all.
They
need to work on that for sure.
But that comes with time because they're all kind of selfish and want to score, which
hogs.
I get.
Hogs. Biscuit hogs.
They're biscuit hogs. That's right. We'll be like, sauce it. Sauce it. Yeah. See, we're gonna be up to date.
Yeah. That sounds so cool.
What you're going to know this one because we talked about it a second. What is a cage?
The front of your helmet. Not the clear one, but the one chip has.
Exactly. Okay. What is a grocery stick?
A grocery stick? A bad pass? I don't know. You break your stick? I don't know.
That's a good thought. It's actually someone who doesn't do shit. Like, apparently, like, the grocery stick is, like, someone that's, like, on the ice and just, like, doesn't do anything.
Just doesn't do anything.
Or it can relate to someone that just, like, sits the bench, kind of like someone that's dust.
Okay.
They can also be a grocery stick. I don't know why they
don't
got to talk
that one
crap
at
about
all,
the grocery.
But okay.
I mean, I don't know. But if you're a grocery stick, that's not good.
Okay. Got it.
We got three more. This one will be easy, I feel like. What's a man missile?
A man missile. Get hit by the puck?
No.
Or when you shoot the puck really hard?
No, but.
Dang.
No, I know. A man missile is a hot guy.
Oh.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
He's just a man missile. It'll all make sense with the last one. What is a pizza? Not what you think.
I don't know.
A pizza is. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I don't know. Is it like a good shot? I don't know. I delivered the pizza.
Ooh, I like that. I delivered the pizza.
I don't know.
No, a pizza is a turnover.
Oh, okay. Like you're tossing the pizza.
You turn it over to the other team.
So it feels like a stretch, but okay.
And sometimes they'll say like za. Like they won't say pizza. They'll say za. Yeah, apparently.
Okay.
Last but not least, this relates to you and me. I feel like, what is a rocket?
Hot mama, hot hockey
mom? Rockets right here.
For sure.
We're rockets. So that was 40, and we're going to add them up and see
if I passed or failed.
I feel like you did pretty good.
It was better than I kind of anticipated.
Exactly.
Being honest. A lot of guessing in there.
That's right. But, you know, you use the context clues to kind of, like,
piece it all together.
Give me
a few hints.
I'm going to add it up, and then I'm going to say one phrase at the very end, and I want you to try to interpret
Translate it into
what I'm saying. Or, like, give me a version of, like, okay, this is what that means.
Okay.
Okay, so I added up your scores. And again, I want to give Emily like a round of applause. She was a really good sport. But she did good. She got 17 out of 40.
Ugh.
So you're almost half.
Have you ever looked into the Enneagram?
Yes.
I'm an Enneagram 1, which is like a perfectionist. So I don't like that.
That's bad.
To fail.
Can you
We'll have to do it again.
Yeah, we'll do it
down
again.
Down the road. And I'll improve my scores.
That's right. She's going to go study. That's why she is so accomplished in her career, in life, because she likes to be the best. Can you guess what Enneagram I am?
I need to like read back up on them because you're the one, you've got to be the one that's like fun loving. I just can't remember what number that is.
I'm seven, like through and through and through.
I knew it was like six or seven somewhere in there was the fun loving person. It's just like, had to be one of those.
Yes, like just very outgoing and talkative and happy. We have some negatives too.
I mean, they all do. Yeah. But yeah, I knew you had to be the one that was like the life of the party.
Yeah, it's a problem sometimes. No. That's fun. Okay, so I'm going to say a phrase and then I want you to try to. Again, translate.
I have a terrible memory, so there's a good chance I've already forgotten.
That's okay.
Well, let's see.
That's okay. All right. And I'm going to try to do it in like a northern accent.
Okay, do it.
Okay. So Budsy with the Letty going down the ice, nips it right where the mom hides the cookies, lights the lamp, gives the goalie a little sunburn behind the neck there, happens per usual.
Nailed it.
That was like the most northern southern statement ever.
So I don't remember half of what you just said. I'll break it down. Break it down, girl.
So Budsy with the Letty.
Okay. I'm assuming Budsy's his name, right?
Or with nickname, the good hair. Or my friend, nickname. My bud.
Yeah, with the good hair.
Good hair going down the ice. He nips it right where the mom hides the cookies.
Hits it right where, right in the top of the net.
Yes, top shelf. That's right. And he lights the lamp.
Scores a goal.
Scores a goal. And he's giving the goalie a little sunburn behind the neck. So just like.
Burnt like went right by his neck. Him.
And then just happens per usual. So not really.
It's like his norm. That's like, right. That's how he does it.
He does good dangles all the time. Yeah. So that was the one. You did good. See, you have officially passed the bilingual section of how to talk like a hockey player. So good job, Emily. Yay. That was fun. Please go. Please let us know. Comment. We now have an email address too. It's hockeymomsuncensored@gmail.com. We'll put that in our like bio. So you can email us. You can comment on our videos, comment on the podcast. So whatever you want to do and give us your terms and things that you maybe say that we did not discuss today.
Yes.
And maybe quiz us in the comments and see if we know what some of these
mean. Absolutely. See if we can translate.
That's right.
Maybe we'll do like a little segment on some future episodes.
That's right. We can go back and show our growth.
Right. And brush up on it.
Hockey slang. We appreciate y'all hanging out with us for the past, hour, 45 minutes. And we hope to see you next week as we go over our next episode.
Yeah, join us next week. And we are going to talk about avoiding burnout. We'll talk about hockey as well as some other sports and what we're doing to keep our kiddos from burning out on this sport that we love so much.
Sounds good. We'll see you next week.
Bye, y'all.